Good morning, and what is your name, ma'am?
My name is Sylvia Mobley.
Okay, Ms. Mobley, and I believe that the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis is going to conduct the hearing at this time, so just hang on, and he'll be right with you, ma'am.
Thank you, sir.
Ms. Mobley, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Sylvia Leanne Mobley, 276-006.
Thank you, ma'am, and good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on August 6, 2018. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. See a new attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today?
Yes, sir.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing, so you can see on your video conference screen. To my far right, at the end of the bench, is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. And we have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rettenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright.
Good morning.
To my right is Honorable Mr. David Neal. And my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Ms. Mobley and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do, and also for the record, Ms. Mulberry was charged and found guilty and convicted to a new felony conviction for 1 year with a new release date on that case of 122-19.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Ms. Mulberry, if you heard that piece of information from our community corrections officer, you were convicted of a new felony. So we're going to move through with your hearing, but it will be at a shortened pace because the hearing is based on a release date that is no longer valid. So, but we still have to go through the protocol of passing to the first phase of the hearing, so I will just continue. Traditionally, the hearing is conducted in two phases. Phase one is to determine whether or not you violated your community supervision, with phase two, deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. For the first phase, when I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
I'll begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal ways or company as follows. Violation of condition number 5 is demonstrated by your possession of hypodermic needles used to ingest methamphetamine on or about May 31st, 2018. Ms. Mobley, is this true or false?
It's true.
Thank you. Now, based on the new felony conviction, I'm going to make both motions to pass through phase one and phase two, and that is based on Ms. Mobley's admission. I move to find a delinquent that she violated the terms and conditions of her supervision and that she may have lapsed in the criminal ways of the company. And based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W1584, I move to revoke community supervision as Ms. Mobley was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal ways of the company.
Second.
Agreed. Okay, Ms. Mobley. Your supervision has been revoked, and according to the new date, you will be released on about January 22nd, 2019. And again, that's the date that's been provided to us by the Department of Corrections. So we encourage you to take advantage of these last months inside the Department of Corrections to put together a plan for your safe return to the community and to pursue any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections. We certainly want to see you succeed in the community, and we hope not to see you in orange again before this board. So we do wish you the best. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you would either give the phone to your CO3, or if there's another inmate that's pending hearing, is just to pass them along. Thank you.
Okay.
So he's kind of quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Another one can do it.